Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3159, The Art of Being Easily Fascinated, by Joel Zaslavsky with becomingminimalist.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday. This is the award-winning podcast where I read blogs to you, hopefully adding a little bit of inspiration, motivation, or happiness to your day. And this is all with permission from the websites, by the way. And I'm gonna keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Art of Being Easily Fascinated, by Joel Zaslavsky with becomingminimalist.com. Quote, "The invariable mark of wisdom is to see the miraculous in the common." Ralph Waldo Emerson. Who comes to mind when you think of someone who's easily amused? For me, it's Stu, a good friend I met in college and still admire. Just about anything you say can be worth a genuine chuckle or hearty belly laugh to him. As you might imagine, people love Stu. He constantly exudes self-confidence, and he can explain some mysteries of the universe. He's a physicist, after all. Now, who's the first person you think about that's easily frustrated? I'm imagining another friend of mine. We'll call him Gary. Gary has a different approach to life than Stu. Gary quickly gets frustrated when things don't work out the way he wants them to, at work, in sports, or in relationships. I still think Gary's a great guy. There are just some things that really get him fuming. And here's one more question. Between Stu and Gary, who would you rather spend time with? Probably Stu, right? People who seem to constantly find joy in us and the world around us are almost always more enjoyable to be with. For that reason, early in my life, I made a conscious decision to live easily fascinated. Over the years, I've seen this decision pay out countless dividends in my life and the people around me. Just as Stu makes others feel self-confident, I've tried to do the same. And personally, because of that decision, I'm more generous, more grateful, and more valuable to others. If you're like most people, you've never even heard the term easily fascinated, much less ever considered how the approach to life might benefit you. Fascinated with life. Many folks I know are like me, deeply and regularly grateful for their lives. But have you ever wondered where that bubbling spring of gratitude comes from? It often springs from noticing the miraculous all around us. For starters, consider your existence. According to a fascinating infographic, the odds that you were uniquely born to your parents at this time, given everything we know about human interaction and reproduction, are basically 1 in 400 quadrillion. Talk about all the stars aligning just right. The series of events that had to unfold for you to even exist are the very definition of a miracle. I mean, isn't that fascinating? And that's just the beginning. What about the light switch on the wall next to you? How amazing is it that you can touch a tiny button and the entire room instantly fills with light. Or clean water flows from your faucet every time you turn it on. Or planes filled with people are flying over your head right now. I mean, think about it for just a moment. How amazing is the world around us? And that's just the man-made stuff. What about giant trees that grow from seeds? Humongous balls of gas or rock floating in place in the universe? Or the wonderful, refreshing flavor of a strawberry? It's almost too much to behold when you think about it. Isn't it too bad that so often we don't? Of course, the opportunity of being easily fascinated extends far beyond the material things around us. This all-too-rare attribute can quickly spread to better appreciate the people around us too. Because practically speaking, fascination represents a desire to connect, a willingness to embrace discomfort, and the motivation to learn how things like relationships or physics work. We can more meaningfully connect with people when we become absorbed in who they are, why they do what they do, and how they go about their lives. When we get fascinated with others, we become generous with our time, our attentiveness, and become intensely intrigued with how we can help others. We display our fascination in both conversation and learning. Being easily fascinated is an important key to increase generosity and embrace your authentic self. But how do we begin to embrace it? 4 steps to brighten life's luster. These steps aren't sequential or in order of importance, so just experiment with one first and move on to another if you get curious. 1, be fully present in conversation. The first rule of fascination is that it only happens when you pay attention. So put your active listening ears on and ignore the digital or social buzz around you. I can almost guarantee the person or people you're talking to are more likely to be awe-worthy than the internet in your pocket or those other people over there. 2, embrace your inner multi-potential light. Owning my identity as a multi-potential light, someone with a diversity of interests, passions, and skills, gives me permission to let curiosity blossom into fascination. For example, I allow myself to marvel at and then experiment with all the various ways to run my podcasting workflow. Emily Wapnick explains more about this concept in her popular TED Talk that's been eye-opening for millions of people. 3, practice saying, "How does that work?" and "Tell me more." This is a rather simple trick. All you do after someone is done talking is either say, "How does that work?" or "Tell me more," and then let the person keep talking. Your job is to grab onto something intriguing until your series of questions lead to fascination. 4, experience an idea like it's the first time. For example, remember your school days when you learned that our bodies are made up of these things called molecules and that those molecules had these things called protons, neutrons, or electrons in them, and that there are quadrillions of these things in and around you at any given moment? Holy smokes. Wait a minute. How does that work? It's your turn. It only takes a moment to decide to be present. It costs nothing to embrace fascination, and yet it means everything to a friend or a loved one to hear, "Tell me more about that." We'd all benefit from a little more wonder. You just listened to the post titled "The Art of Being Easily Fascinated" by Joel Zaslavsky with becomingminimalist.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Joel, a guest writer on Joshua Becker's site, Becoming Minimalist. You can visit Joel online at joelzaslavsky.com, where he helps you have simplicity your way. It's funny how we're standing on a gigantic sphere moving through space, and in our day-to-day lives, we don't realize how crazy all of this is. It's so easy to get sucked into tiny little things in the grand scheme of things and forget how fascinating the world is. This article was a nice reminder of that for me, hopefully for you too. One thing I mentioned in my weekly newsletter a while back is a sort of form of walking meditation that I noticed brings up a bit more wonder in our day-to-day lives. Basically, all you do is go for a walk, and instead of noticing objects, notice their shadows instead. I found it does have this effect of bringing a bit more curiosity and maybe fascination into my day. Oh, and if you do this, be careful of your surroundings, of course. I wouldn't do it near cars, water, or steps. And go slow. If you do that, you might get a little peek into experiencing something again for the first time. Let me know if you try it and how it goes. Thank you for being here with me every day and for telling others about this show. That is the greatest thing you could do to help out. It means a lot. So thank you again, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.